Hi, this is Mary Kane, and this is I Speak, short podcast to bring the sacred into your everyday. Today we are talking about listening to God's Word. So I'm going to pray for us and then read a Bible verse. So go ahead, if you can, close your eyes. Dear Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you that you want us to live according to the truth of your Word. So please help us, Lord, to shut down the voice of the enemy and the world and even our own words, and listen only to your words, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 119:23. Princes also sit and speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. Well, my mind used to be a battlefield, a theater of war used expertly by the enemy to oppress, control, and render me useless for the cause of Christ. Darts of the enemy used to fly unchecked, inflicting damage on my heart and soul. Jagged wounds hemorrhaged confidence and peace as I struggled to stop the flow. I was a victim of my own thoughts, at the mercy of whatever drifted into my mind. One nasty comment from a coworker or supervisor, and I would embark on a 3-day pity party, complete with sleepless nights and a churning stomach. Does anyone else know what I'm talking about? I didn't even want to think about the harsh words echoing around the corners of my mind. I seemed to have no choice. They'd flash in high def, vivid and brutal, as I relived the hurt with each replay. I needed to learn to control my thoughts and take them captive for Christ and shut off the broken record. I needed to learn Christ had set me free. I really needed to listen to what He says. As Christians, we decide what to meditate upon, and we do have several choices. We can think about what we say about ourselves, and that's not always good. We can listen to what others say about us. That can be good. We can listen to what the world says about us. We can listen to what Satan says about us, which is always a lie. Or, the only option we can trust, we can listen to the truth of what God says about us. Now, Satan will always lie. And friends will usually only tell us what we want to hear. We can't trust what the world says about us or our own words either. Our only trustworthy source is God. If we listen to other sources, we'll miss God's will and we'll disobey Him in order to eliminate fallout from the critics. Peace no longer depends on Christ, but on the absence of conflict. So how do we silence the broken record? We focus on God and what He says. That's simple, right? But oh, so challenging. Turn off the lies. Stop cooperating with the enemy. Start agreeing with God and listen to what He says. So here's the battle plan. Step number one, shut down those lies. The second a thought slithers into your mind that does not agree with what God says about you, shut it down. For example, say the enemy wants you to believe that you're not smart enough to complete a task that God has given you. Literally say out loud, "That is not the truth. I am not stupid. God has given me the mind of Christ." After you've done that, your step two is to praise God. Finish off your verbal power session with a round of praise for our mighty God. And say something like this, "God, I thank you that you are stronger than anything that comes against me. Thank you that you have called me and chosen me for this task." And the enemy will flee at the sound of his great name. And step number three, repurpose your thoughts. Remember all those hours you spent replaying some awful scene in your head in slow-mo? That fight with your husband? An attack from a coworker? A mistake you made in a very public setting? The next time you are tempted to dwell on that hurt, repurpose that time for thinking on what God says in His Word. And step number four, repeat the steps above as often as I needed. Can't tell you what a game changer this was for me. Step one, shut down the lies. 2, praise God. 3, repurpose your thoughts. And 4, repeat as often as needed. And this works. I know that. Today, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to make you aware of your self-talk. The moment a negative thought pops into your head, replace it. Think truth, speak truth, change your life. Be a doer of God's word and listen to what He says. Thank you.